Gold 92.5's Valentine at First Sight. For the chance at a weekend love escape at QT.
Treat your loved one to a romantic dinner date at QT's Bizarre Restaurant this Valentine's Day.
Well, the experts on Married at First Sight, we think they're not getting it right all the time. You guys could do a lot better.
Everything that they've asked for on Married at First Sight, they've given them the opposite.
Yeah.
And obviously they're not compatible. They're not getting on. That is not our aim. We're not here for good TV or good radio.
No.
We're here to find you real love.
Yeah. Well, it's been going for 6 years and they haven't succeeded once, Married at First Sight.
Once. But there is one couple.
Was it?
One.
But you look around the studio now with over 200 pictures up here. It's very, very hard to try and match everybody. We've got a little description on each.
Mm.
And trying to find that perfect match is going to be tough. But I think we have found a very good person to start and kick us off.
You've been extremely diligent throughout this process, and
I don't want to muck it up.
Have you drunk some Kool-Aid or something? You are weird.
I did not want to muck this. This is people's lives we're talking about. This is their future.
You took Cherie on an early Valentine's dinner.
You never
spoil her. I think this whole process has changed you, Spider.
Well, it's not about me. It is about it's about Sky. We met a beautiful lady earlier on in the week. Sky, and this is a little bit of what she said about herself.
I'm 33 years old. I enjoy like camping and driving, fishing. I've never caught anything but maybe a boot and some seaweed. I'm just pretty energetic and I'm up for everything. I'm up for trying new things. Even if I suck at it, I'll still have a go and have a laugh. I can laugh myself. I think I'm a pretty fun person to be around. I don't take anything too seriously.
Wow. How is Sky single? And how can you say, Spider, it's not about you when Sky ticks all of your boxes?
Oh, she's straight into the semi for the next Mrs. Everett.
No, but we did ask Sky.
Yeah.
No. That this is the important part.
Yes.
What is Sky looking for?
I'm not a fan of smoking, face tattoos. Oh, obviously got to have a job and a car and kind of have the stuff together.
That's right. Yeah, that helps. Yeah.
And I'm also a little, like, tall, I'm 5'8", so they need to be, you know, a bit taller than me.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel like the masculine one. And someone who's funny and who doesn't take life too seriously.
Well, Sky is one of the many Gold Coast singles who has registered at goldfm.com.au for Valentine at First Sight. Sky, are you ready to take a leap of faith with this?
Yes, okay.
Well, it's a leap of faith, like Bridge said.
Yeah, it is.
You're in. Okay.
Yeah. Come on.
We think you're amazing, so we think you're going to do really well, okay?
Yeah, I'm so surprised you guys called me.
This could be it.
I'm like, I'll just give it a go. I probably won't get picked anyway.
Hey, you'll be calling us in a year saying you're coming to the wedding.
Yep.
Hey!
Sounds good.
Well, there's Sky.
Oh, isn't that great?
It is. Yeah. Oh, very, very exciting.
It is. She sounds like such a lovely lady. What a well-rounded, beautiful girl.
Now you see the kind of rush that maths get, their experts get when they actually see these couples get together. We're just getting a massive rush now, aren't we?
That's so good.
You're getting I don't want to know where you are getting a rush.
No. So what happens now? It's the job of Luke Bradner and Margot Parker from The Rush Hour to now match Sky up with her perfect match.
That's right. We're all being love experts. We love. This is such a good experiment.